interesting is that New York City in particular, in the DOE, has a lot of different kinds of schools, including innovative startup schools that sound just like what you described. So I have a friend who just started a new school and crafted it around a particular vision and was able to hire DOE teachers to help fulfill that vision. I think that we have to resist the idea that union protections are in contradiction with great education. And all over the country, wherever we see, and all over the world, where we see highly unionized teachers, we see excellent school systems. And ironically, or counterintuitively, given the mainstream narrative, it's the places where we have non-union teachers, generally speaking, around the country and the world, where we have some of the most struggling schools.
I think there's more to discuss on that front. Again, you can get more information on the platform. You can donate at HowieHawkins.com.
Org.
Oh, excuse me. HowieHawkins.org. HowieHawkins.org. We also have the campaign phone number. You can dial 315-842-4571. Jerry, that was your question. We're answering it for you. The phone number, if you want to find out more about the Howie Hawkins and Brian Jones platform, get involved. 315-842-4571, 315-842-4571. That's all we, unfortunately, have time for. I'd like to thank my guests, Tom Saunders and Green Party candidate for Lieutenant Governor, along Brian Jones, for being here in the studio with us, for taking the time. I really appreciate it. Thanks for all the calls coming in. And if you are listening nationally on some of our other national platforms, take a look at who is running on the Green Party tickets in your states and your city councils and your local races. This is not just a New York issue. Thanks for listening. See you tomorrow.
On Sunday, August 3rd at 11 p.m., Shook in My Bowl presents a tribute to one of the greatest scholars of African civilizations, Dr. John Henry Clark. Join us as we hear excerpts from a presentation by Professor Greg Kamathi Carr, Associate Professor and Chair of Afro-American Studies at Howard University, as we do our part to continue this listener-supported experiment. That's Sunday, August 3rd at 11 p.m., right here on WBAI New York, 99.5 FM, and WBAI.org on the web.
Check it out, y'all. This is Freddie Sheffield. You're listening to WBAI 99.5 FM, New York, New York. Listener-sponsored free speech radio. Come on out every first Monday and check out Too Raw for Radio Comedy Experience. We got a reception that goes down at 6:30 p.m. and 8 p.m. is showtime. Tickets and info is available at www.wbai.org. And the place to be is the WBAI headquarters located at 388 Atlantic Avenue, Brooklyn, New York. See you there.
All right. Coming up next, usually at this time, is Off the Hook. Off the Hook is not on today. They'll be back here next week. Stay tuned for more fundraising programming here at WBAI New York. Just one more reminder that starting at midnight will be a special, a Margo Adler special, hosted by Hour of the Wolf, Jim Freund, this midnight, which is within another 5 hours from now. So FYI, folks, and make sure you mark that down and make sure you tune into that. We're going to go into more fundraising programming here on WBAI New York, 99.5 FM, and WBAI.org on the web. Stay tuned.
Welcome to Aware. We are dedicated to communicating information that inspires your positive growth and change. Are you interested in a peaceful planet? Are you interested in optimal health? Are you living with purpose? Are you enjoying your life? We realize each person can make a difference, and our mission is to empower your awareness. The choices that you make in every moment shape your life, and we encourage you to realize that you have your own answers and to always listen to your own truth. We invite you to stay aware.
to the Aware Show. This is Lisa Garr, and it's great to be with you. I have been broadcasting on your sister station in Los Angeles for the past, I don't know, 15 years on a show called The Aware Show. And we are now here in New York and very, very glad to be here. And one of my favorite topics that I talk about a lot on my show is personal development. It's anything that you can do in your life to improve the quality of your life. And what The Aware Show has been doing for the past 15 years is bringing on incredible guests, I call them guests and experts, that are skilled in transformational development, anything that has to do with improving the quality of your life. And we bring about messages that inspire positive growth and change. And so that's what we're doing here today. My guest today is Christopher Howard. He is the CEO of Rockhouse Global, and he's a wealth creation expert. He is an expert in the conversation of helping people create wealth in their lives. And he is joining me here in studio in New York, our New York station.
This is our new home.
Our new New York home. Yeah, it's great to be with you guys. So, Chris, tell us a little bit about what you do. What is a wealth creation expert?
Well, I consider myself to be more of a lifestyle and wealth strategist. You know, for me, when I use the term wealth also, I mean on multiple levels, because we can have not just financial wealth, but emotional wealth, spiritual wealth, physical wealth. It's wealth in every sense. And, for the past 20 years now, I've been helping people to expand themselves, expand their lives, expand their capabilities to live the lifestyle they desire. This is new for the New York audience, which is pretty exciting.
Yes.
So just to give you a little background on myself, who am I?
Where do you start?
Where do I start? Now, I started in the field of personal development, teaching clinical hypnosis all across North America. So I did that for a couple of years. Then I went out and started teaching neuro-linguistic programming, or NLP, for the largest schools in the world. Then I launched my own company. We became the largest school in the world, about 10 times larger than the largest other company out there teaching. We ended up doing $100 million in sales, and I know this isn't about the money, but it is a benchmark of how big we were able to grow from a transformation perspective, because I always believe that money is a measurement of the value you create for people in the eyes of the marketplace, and we created a lot of value. We built the largest personal development company in Australia and a couple of other countries, and then I took a sabbatical. You know,
yes.
I hit that point.
Yes, well, you've done it. You traveled all over the world teaching, and sometimes 15 hours on stage and then in another country the next day.
I think we did 57 cities, 28 countries around the world.
It's a lot. But most, personal development, motivational speakers that I know, they do burn out at an early age and they don't take care of themselves. So you took off and you did a wonderful sabbatical in Bali.
I did the best thing that one could ever imagine. Yeah, I remember at one point I was sitting with Richard Branson on his island, Necker Island. I just got lucky. He happened to be there when I was there. And I asked him, I said, how do you handle the stress? Because at the time I was really stressed out. And he said, I have no stress. And I didn't believe him because I just couldn't hear that. That made no sense to me.
At the time, yeah.
Yeah, at the time. And he says, I have no stress. He said, there's nothing that could happen to me in business that's worth worrying about. He said, if something happened to the health of myself or someone in my family, that's a problem. He said, if the Virgin companies fell out from underneath me today, I'd just go move to Bali or something. So when I had my own challenges in my life, I said, Bali's where I'm going. I went to Bali, grew my hair long, became a hippie, and now I'm...
Well, you know what I love about that is that for you, it's not all about the bigger car, the bigger house, the bigger this. It's about what's inside.
Absolutely.
And what you have developed is a sense of, you've got a good, strong sense of character. You really, really, truly love people. You love to see what people can do and their potential, as do I. And I see, the biggest thing that I see with people is that they don't know they have choice in life. They think that what they've got is what it is, that what's been handed down to them, that's been in the family for generations, and that's it, and what are you going to do? And I am here to tell you that is not true. That is not the case. There are choices. There are options. There are there are incredible resources here that we want to share with you. And Chris is one of them. I mean, he has, I've taken Chris's, all of Chris's classes probably twice because I liked him so much because they made so much sense. And a lot of what he does is change occurs at the unconscious level because that's the way that it was embedded in the first place. So what, 0 to 7 years old? Is
absolutely. Most of our programming and conditioning occurs before the age of 7 to 9. So we have, and we have more programming and conditioning that goes on beyond then. But when you're a baby, you have, what is it? It's 20 billion synaptic connections that are made. This is nerve connections. So they're nerve cells. And neural pathways,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
So 20 billion synaptic connections a day, which is about 5 million a second. So a baby's like a little sponge.
Wow.
You just soak in the ways of believing and looking at the world and the ways of behaving that your parents do. You know, that's why people get further in life and they go, I become my mother, I become my father. And that can happen across contexts and relationships and finances and your health.
It's interesting you say that because I have a little one and I'm always amazed by her memory. And that's why, because they're brand new.
Oh, she's super smart.
Experiences.
Anyway.
No, yeah. I mean, everything is happening for the first time for real. And she remembers stuff incredibly. And as adults, you know, we get so crowded in our heads, but it's beautiful to watch the mind of a child. But at the same time, a lot of those imprints come in from generations when you're from 0 to 7 years old.
Absolutely. And then and around the age of 7 to 9, we begin to develop predisposed biases, predisposed ways of looking for the world to respond. We become more solid in our convictions about what's true, what's right, what's real, what do we value in life. And then we still go out and we find models. In fact, according to sociologist Dr. Morris Massey, who you are today is who you chose to model when you were 10 years old. Which is kind of, for me, it was Luke Skywalker and Spider-Man, I think.
Wow, I'm trying to think about where.
Who was it for you?
Good question. Wonder Woman.
Wonder Woman.
Wonder Woman.
But the reality is.
Pepper Anderson.
The reality is.
Policewoman.
The reality is that all of that can change if you got the right tools, and that's what we're here to do today. We're on double duty right now because we're introducing ourselves to the audience, but also we're raising money for the station.
Yes, which is very, very needed in Pacifica. And these stations, of course, they exist because of your donations. What you put in is what you get out of WBAI, and it is a station that has been here for you for so many years. You've tuned in, you've listened to the content, you love the programming, you hear the truth. And so it is right now a time for us to ask you to keep the lights on here. But there's definitely something that we've got in terms of a value for you, because I always believe with the Aware Show that in order to ask for money and donations for a radio station, we need to give you back 100-fold of what you put in here. And that's what we're doing. So
we're going to raise the bar, make it 1,000-fold today.
Okay, let's do that. So what is, you talked about transformational hypnosis. What
right.
is that?
So I started teaching clinical hypnosis, but for me, you know, whether I'm using neuro-linguistic programming or any of the tools that I study shamanism, all sorts of stuff over the years. For me, what we're really doing is we're just reprogramming our consciousness so that we can produce a better result. You know, my belief is that who we are at our core is love, enlightened goodness, and then we project that through certain filters, through our values, our belief systems, our ways of looking at the world. And so if you want to change what you're projecting, you have to get inside and change, literally change the basis of personality. You know, go and change the values, change the beliefs, change the decisions that you may have made about life that are limiting you in some way. Like, I'm not good enough, or I don't have the money to do the things that I want to do, or I don't have what it takes to be successful or to be loved, or I can't weigh my ideal weight. We need to break through those things, and we need to repave the neurology so that changing a habit can be as easy as taking a shortcut to work once you've identified that shortcut.
It's interesting. So in the terms of hypnosis, all that you just said now of I'm not good enough or I don't weigh my ideal weight and so forth, all hypnosis is self-hypnosis. So those conversations that you're having with yourself about your weight and your finances and your state and so forth are literally you hypnotizing yourself into an old belief system. And that's what we're going to try to break up today, is first of all to call awareness to it. So explain the history, a little bit of the history of hypnosis.
Well, you know, well, and the beliefs, by the way, caused the thinking. You know, people have read the book The Secret or seen the movie The Secret, and, you know, the thoughts that you have in your mind will be a reflection of your beliefs and your values. And they say what we focus on or what we think about is what we create in our world. So people oftentimes will go in and they'll attempt to change their thinking. And what's really creating the thinking was never changed. You know, my good friend Bob Proctor, who you probably know. Yeah. Bob says, you know, he went into a classroom and he said, how many people here have read The Secret? And everybody raised their hands, or seen the movie. Everybody raises their hands. He said, how many people still don't have their lives working? Same people raised their hands, right?
Yes.
Yes, because we're attempting to change the thinking without getting to the underlying values, beliefs, and the structure underneath that creates the thinking in the first place.
And if anyone hasn't seen it, it was a big, huge, sensational, transformational DVD that was done with various communications experts. And it was really a pinnacle in helping people understand the law of attraction. You can look it up on the internet. But yeah, only got to a certain point.
When you look at hypnosis, you ask a little bit about the history of hypnosis. You know, a lot of people, hypnosis has a lot of stigma that comes with it, too. The course that we have coming up is going to be coming up in New York. We're doing it for the very first time, never done before there. It's the Transformational Hypnosis Certification. It's actually a certification weekend where, you know, you come in, you walk out certified. We're doing it for a donation to the station. We're not making the money on this. This is going all to raise money for KPFK. But it was so popular on the West Coast. You know, it was huge. You know, the first time I went into London, I had 6,000 people in the room. This will be nothing like that. There you go. We're coming out to the New York. We're going to do this for the first time. It will be a VIP audience.
Very intimate, very close. Yes. And that's a good thing, because this requires you really diving deep into your world. And this is all, of course, I said all hypnosis is self-hypnosis. So this is you understanding your belief systems and unraveling and unpacking the limiting beliefs that you have around creating wealth in your life, diving deeply into those, and then creating new values that you think. When I did this exercise, I thought that I had a certain amount of values, but it was completely changed by the time that I finished the weekend. So that was really cool.
And that's one of the things that you can do when you get into the self-hypnosis, which is the final day of that class will teach you self-hypnosis, and you can go in and reprogram yourself anyway. But here's the deal. You're going to be working with other people as well. And so one of the things that we do is we go through, as you go through the entire class, is you work with multiple people and you're learning how to do the process of hypnosis so that when you walk out, you can actually do it, but not just with yourself, you could do it with other people. So some people will do this because they want to start a new career. Some people will do it because they're just curious. You know, I used to only train psychologists, psychiatrists, medical doctors, educators.
That's great.
But now people are flooding in for this stuff.
Those people and more.
That people are flooding in to learn this stuff, and it's so exciting because, you know, people want to learn how to do it in their own life. When I first learned hypnosis, I was 12 years old, went to my first class, and I was interested in acting, and my parents sold it to me that way. They said, you know, if you get good at this, you can nail your auditions. Okay. And so I went in there and I kind of half believed it. Now I'm a little bit more mature and I know how to use the technology. But whether you're an athlete, you're a performer, an actor, a salesperson, a manager, whoever you are, if, you know, we're all of our lives are performance based. How are we performing in our relationships? How are we performing, you know, not to take out the humanistic aspect of it, but what this tool allows you to do is to perform at greater levels than you ever imagined possible and help to do the same thing for others, help to bring out the best in others. Mm-hmm. And that's the magic you walk out with.
It's a wonderful tool as a parent, too. And I'll just bring it back to that, though, because I have used certain hypnosis techniques in when my child was really young, getting her to have a nice restful sleep. If she had a boo-boo, I talked her out of, you know, major crisis. You know, and as we go through, you know, life and so forth, it helps with you know, how to deal with relationships at school, and if somebody says something mean. And I mean, there's all sorts of ways to really build, help build confidence through language. It's all language.
And I've seen with your daughter, with your daughter, it's amazing because she's, how old is she now?
She's 11, and she went through this a day.
Yeah, she came for a day of the hypnosis class, which was fantastic, but it was neat to see her going in and jumping in, and she played with the technique. But the thing is that we're always hypnotized anyway. And when people, when I say that, people go, what the heck is he talking about? You know, in 1933, Alfred Korzybski wrote in the book Science and Sanity that the map is not the territory. In other words, your thoughts are not reality. They're just a representation of reality. But your thoughts rule your world. Your thoughts about money, your thoughts about relationships, your thoughts about, you know, if somebody doesn't stay on a diet, it's because their imagination kicks in about how good the chocolate cake's going to taste.
Mm-hmm.
So your
mm-hmm.
thoughts rule your world, but people mistake their model of the world or their thoughts or their way of looking at the world for being reality all the time. But you wouldn't go to a restaurant and eat the menu.
Right.
The menu represents the food. Yeah. Uh-huh. So if you want to change your world, if you don't like the way your bank account looks, it's not your bank account. It's not the problem with the bank account. The bank account's a reflection of your consciousness. It's your consciousness that you have to change. And it's the same thing with other people. Now, I want to one point that I want to make that's really important is I think every person on the planet has to consider themselves to be a leader, a teacher, and a coach. You know, if you're a parent, if you're not leading, teaching, and coaching, your child's not going to be going in the best direction they could. If you're in business, if you're not leading, teaching, and coaching, the business is dying, you know? So mm-hmm. we're in your own
life.
What
about your health?
Yeah, in your own life. If it, you know, are you your own best coach? Do you wake up in the morning going, I'm an athlete, I'm a warrior, I'm going in to work out, I love working out, the gym is fun, this is amazing, I love this. With every rep I do, the more powerful I feel, I'm excited. Or do you get up going, well, sleep's an important part of health, too.
Yeah.
Right?
Because you feel so great after you do a workout, and you remember that feeling and so forth. I mean, there's if you're by any chance challenged with a certain illness, you can literally get yourself into a healthier state and allow your cells to start to work towards a healthier outcome by self-hypnosis. I have a friend who has... God bless him, he's got cancer, and he talks to his cancer cells every day. He's like, look, we're in this together. If I die, then you die. We need to move this through this together. He's amazing with self-hypnosis around his cancer cells.
Absolutely.
It happens. And so
Deepak Chopra says that the immune system's constantly eavesdropping on the internal dialogue that occurs. But one of the things that we know from hypnosis and neurolinguistics is that there's much more happening inside of us than just the internal dialogue. There's pictures, there's sounds, there's feelings. Those are major components of focus. Tastes and smells to a lesser degree. And then there's the internal dialogue or the self-talk. Mm. What we do, especially during this weekend that we're going to be doing, and by the way, this is all by donation to the station. So what we do is we teach you how to utilize both your imagination as well as help other people utilize their imaginations in the most powerful ways to produce the best results that they could imagine. You know, I started as a coach and as a professional speaker learning exactly what I'm going to be teaching here this weekend. So if anybody wants to do this as a profession, the weekend, I just say you must come.
We'll talk about that in a second because there's a huge benefit there. But I want to give the details first. First of all, you have to call. You have to call the station at 212-209-2950. That's 212-209-2950. And it is a $150 donation to the station. And what this is, it's a live weekend event, October 3rd, 4th, and 5th. Now, the 3rd is a Friday, and it starts in the evening. So if you've got a day job, then come right afterwards. Be ready to learn. Be ready to play full out. Be ready to change your life. And it goes the 3rd, 4th, and 5th. And it's at the Radisson Martinique on Broadway. And it is, it's again, the October 3, 4, 5. And you will definitely need to give the volunteers in the phone room your full email address. And make sure that they repeat it back to you, because you want to make sure that you receive the emails about all the information you're going to need to know for the weekend. So give us a call.
And give your phone number, too.
Phone number, too. And the email. So it's 212-209-2950. And it's a $150 donation to the station. But the benefit that you will get out of this weekend will be 1,000-fold. Not only will you change your personal belief systems around money, anything anything that might have been limiting you, but you will start to move brand new belief systems that you discover, that you write, into your future. And it is a beautiful thing. Now, talk about the certification for a second.
Yeah, this is so you actually you have to go through the weekend, and when you successfully complete the weekend, that means you do all the exercises. By the end, you're going to blow yourself away, by the way. You're going to be hypnotizing somebody from the class, and they're going to be doing it with you, helping to bring out the best in you. You're going to be bringing out the best in them.
The tools are amazing. There's a script that you learn that really teaches you how... I mean, these are Ericksonian techniques.
Well, there's all sorts of techniques that we blend here, but it'll blow you away. We teach pain control. I'll demonstrate pain control. It's the best method for pain control that I've ever seen any place. Just last weekend in LA, which sold out, by the way. That means call fast if you're going to be joining us for this. Call and pledge. Make your donation fast because LA was sold out. We teach pain control in there, and it just blew people away. You know, I asked the woman, what's your pain on a scale from 0 to 100? It was an 80. And by the end of the 20-minute process that we did, it was down to 4, and the next day down to 0.
It was incredible to watch her. Yep, absolutely. I mean, she completely transformed. Yeah.
It's just amazing.
Within like 30 minutes or 20 minutes or something.
Blow you away. We're going to teach you how to do smoking cessation, weight loss.
Whoa, what's that?
How to stop smoking or help somebody stop smoking.
Okay, yeah. I got to tell you, I saw that as well. That was amazing.
And the guy came back blown away the next day. It was like, it was just amazing.
Yep. He never left. I mean, he was so excited about what he learned. The particular guy that wanted to stop smoking, he was in a job situation where he would just kind of pick up the habit of smoking around the water cooler with the guys, and it was kind of their way of communication. But he picked up the habit and didn't really want it.
Right.
So Chris got to realign his values of what he did want instead of what he didn't want. He had left the job, so he didn't have that old anchor any longer. He established new anchors, new reasons for having health and better relationships because of the better health he's going to have and all the fun things he's going to do with his new health. And he really transformed, and it helped him in so many other areas in his life as well.
Absolutely.
And so it's really, really cool to watch. So that's just one of the exercises that happens.
Yeah, it just blows you away. We're also going to break down the difference between stage hypnosis and therapeutic hypnosis, and fun. We're going to do a hypnotic stage show. So I'm actually going to put a stage show on with the participants. It's going to blow them away. It's going to be a whole lot of fun. So you want to be there for that for sure.
Something just really fun. And what the deal is, though, is if you are also interested in creating a secondary
business
certification, then you can actually take this on and help other people in your business, in your life. You can really take this further and you can learn a little bit more. You can, I think this is mandatory if you're a business owner, if you're a parent, if you're a leader in any way in your life, which we all are.
Yep.
Okay. So now, again, the phone number 212-209-2950. What were people interested when you had people raise their hands about who might be interested in having this as a
career?
Mm-hmm.
What was fascinating was I wouldn't make any assumptions by this, but when people started to get into the class, virtually everybody raised their hand. They'd love to do that,
That's
you know, because they wanted to, and whether it's to make more money on the side or whatever, because I recommend to my students the same thing that was recommended to me when I started, that they charge about $150 an hour. And I think people think that that's pretty cool. And
Chris teaches the full business model on how to do this.
We'll also teach marketing and stuff inside there, fun mm-hmm. stuff. I mean, we teach other courses too, but this course, it's a complete course in and of itself that gives you the full package. And when I got this level of education, I went out and I started my business and went on and
blossomed,
and blossomed. Yeah.
If you're a speaker, if you are in front of a PTA or a board group members or, you know, whatever it is, if you're an employee and you're trying to motivate other employees, this is the conversation to have. It's a combination of Ericksonian hypnosis, many different styles, which Chris will go into a little bit here on the show, just so that you get an idea. But also on the weekend, you get a wonderful deep history of what the history of hypnosis and how it is used for transformation. Now, I want to mention one thing. People are calling, and this is new for New York, which is fabulous. But I have to share with the listeners here that, Chris, you did something in L.A. that was really cool, that really helped a lot of people get into the course, is that for the $150 donation, you allowed them to bring a friend for free.
Actually, what happened was you announced it, and then I had to allow it.
Guess what I'm doing again? Because I really want people to be able to. I know that when you change in numbers, that it supports each other. I would like it if you could extend that same offer to the New York listeners, if you could have them.
I'm absolutely willing to do that. Here's the deal, though. If you call in when you make your pledge and you give your phone number and your email, make sure, because we're going to be emailing you back, make sure you check your spam folder just in case the emails go to spam. But we also are going to need to get the name and email of your friend as well, because we need exact numbers on this, because the room is limited in size.
Okay.
Yeah.
So the number again, 212-209-2950. So it's a $150 donation to the station, and you get to bring a friend. Bring your spouse. Bring your business partner. Bring your loved one, bring your adult child, bring anyone that you think, someone who's graduating from college, huge gift to that person.
The course will blow you away. I use the tools every day, every time before I go on stage. And, you know, I was doing weekends of 2,000 to 3,000 people every weekend somewhere in the planet for years. And every time before I go on stage, I would always hypnotize myself and use self-hypnosis to get the best results with the people so that I could go on there and I could be connected with people. You know, most people go into things in life and they get whatever they get. They go, you know, whether it's a date or they're going on a job audition they're going into a meeting or something, and they get whatever they get. But the reality is that we can program ourselves in advance to get what we want, and expectation creates outcome. You know, so taking charge of our unconscious expectations of the future is powerful. Paving neural pathways prior to going into an event make it them easy pathways to take once you go into that event. So this can take your performance, no matter what you do as a manager in communication, you're trying to, you know, excel in a job, looking to launch your business, raising capital, raising funding for something that you really care about. It can ameliorate your results 1,000-fold. This will be one of the most valuable tools that you'll ever learn if you come in and you take it seriously. So when you bring a friend, make sure your friend's committed to coming and playing full out too.
About the neurobundles, I had interviewed a group of neuroscientists.
Yes.
And found that when you actually go through this type of visualization, and it's an even deeper level when you go through the hypnosis, because it gets into the unconscious mind.
Right.
But you're literally taking the neurotransmitters start to form into these little neural bundles. Now, that's what a habit looks like. If you've ever seen that great video on the internet of a habit, and you can actually see the cells bonding together and forming together and making a bundle. And when the habit starts to get broken, a new bundle will start to appear in another area of the brain, of a series of neurotransmitters that are starting to build together. That's a new habit. What'll start to happen is the old habit is no longer being fed the synapses that the old habit fed, the old bundle. It starts to implode, and little tentacles start to reach out to the new neural bundle, which is the new habit that gets created and formed in the hypnotic transformational induction. So you start to create new neural bundles in the brain, and then bridges into those bundles that then create a habit or a pattern into your future. Now, I did this from firsthand experience because I was starting a new diet, and the diet was something that was very, very, very effective for food allergies that I have. And I wanted to create a new diet that had no grains whatsoever in my particular diet, just protein and vegetables. So I eliminated everything else, dairy, soy, nuts, wheat, everything else, to try this new diet in my body to see if it was going to really make a dent in the inflammation in my body. The new diet was very limited, and I had that idea going in. So I asked Chris, could you help me reform this new diet and adopt this diet into my lifestyle that really can change the inflammation in my body? No joke, I absolutely took it on. I lost 8 pounds, but more importantly, I lost 4 sizes.
Wow.
because the inflammation went down in my body from adopting the new lifestyle.
And we did that in, that was like 4 weeks ago, 5 weeks ago.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And it was 20 minutes. And you did it with me.
Wow.
And you took me through a whole thing. And I am proud to say I went, I bought like new shorts.
Wait, hold on, you get a high five for that.
I do,
that's
man.
Amazing.
I
good
honestly
job.
Did well because I had so much inflammation. I didn't know I was allergic to corn.
Right.
I didn't know that. And so I went through the testing, found out my allergies, and I got the new diet lifestyle and have adopted it into my brain, which is when I go to reach for something, it's a no-brainer for me. I understand that doesn't work in my body. That makes me feel sick.
Right.
And this does, and this is what I want to go for. And I feel so much better, unbelievably better, and got the inflammation out of my body, which causes so many things. It worked for me, and I just wanted to share that story. I haven't even shared that with you.
No, I did. No, that was a surprise.
Because I recently went shopping.
Yeah,
and I recently got new, and I was really excited.
And you got new clothes, right?
I got new clothes. Because that didn't fit. The other stuff doesn't fit. I'm like, wow. It really, I mean, I didn't share that with you.
I'm glad you did that.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, for me, it's always been about the results that we get with the clients, and I get to see people coming back. And, you know, we said it, I lived in Bali for about a year and a half, and I was just doing a few programs and teaching a few people. So now we're coming back out, and I'm ready to come home, you know.
Nice.
And
back
so
to
I'm
the U.S.
really looking forward to coming out to New York. But we had one young guy, 22 years old, came in, did this class, the transformational hypnosis class, and he did some other stuff with me too, but he trained with me, and he started in 2013, 22 years old. He went from zero to 800,000 in 12 months, launched his own business since 2013. As a transformational leader, you know, as a transformational
Seriously?
Coach, using these tools.
Huh.
So, and I've had, it's not an isolated case. I've had that happen on a number of occasions. I don't mean to toot my own horn. Well, maybe just a little bit, but we built, over a decade, I trained more $1 million+ speakers, trainers, thought leaders in uh-huh. Australia, where I was working primarily, and London, than anybody else in the industry. So a lot of, if you're into transformation or looking for a path, this is an incredible place to start.
I sat next to another lady in the last hypnosis certification course that you did in LA, and she was already a very successful business owner, and she had a woman-owned business. And she took the philosophies and ideas
yep.
that you taught her.
I know who you're talking about.
Yes,
yeah.
And she created a specific board meeting with a new group of people, and she's using all of these techniques to onboard this brand new group of people
right.
that she's been trying to break through this competitor for years.
This is going to multiply. Mm-hmm. She's got work to do, but I don't think we should talk about her financials on the but her financials were what most people would consider to be huge, and they're going to go up, and she's delivering a valuable service that businesses really need.
Yeah, absolutely, and helping women-owned businesses, and she's
yeah.
amazing. So this is the type of person that, I mean, everyone, this appeals to everyone, and this is definitely, I want you to dispel the myths that people are going to, I'm even afraid to say this, but they're old hypnotic shows that you see in Vegas and stuff like that. Nobody's
yeah.
going to be
dump that stuff,
cracking like a chicken. This is definitely
but
not
we do,
that.
We do, and we will do a stage show at one point, just so you can see the difference. And the stage show's fun.
Okay.
You know, we do that.
That's a good idea.
But it's all about intention. People wonder, like, what's the difference between stage hypnosis and therapeutic hypnosis? And the major difference is the intention of the people doing it. You know,
yeah.
the people that get up on stage, they get up there to quack like a duck and do like
yeah.
a duck quack or a chicken, whatever.
I don't know. Bark
but
like
they
a
get
chicken.
Up there to see how far they can take it, to see how, you know, or to entertain. In therapeutic hypnosis, you know, they want to either make more money, have attract their soulmate, have a better relationship, have better physical health. And the reality is, here's what I always ask people. I say, if you were to only fall in love with eating right and working out, would you be 10 times more healthy? And the answer is undoubtedly
yes.
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 Right? If you were to fall in love with sales and marketing your business, would you make more money?
Yes.
Yes. If you were to fall in love with fulfilling your spouse, might your relationship be better?
Yes.
yeah.
Yes.
If you were to fall in love with yourself, even, might you be more attractive for people, resources, and opportunities?
Absolutely. Yes.
And the reality is that when we learn how to take charge of our minds, which is what we're doing with hypnosis, you can do all those things. And it can make you very powerful. Napoleon Bonaparte said that imagination rules the world. And he was absolutely right. It not only rules the world on a larger level, but it rules your world, and it rules the worlds of people around us. You know, like I said, if somebody doesn't stick to a diet, it's because their imagination kicks in about how great the chocolate cake's going to taste or how much fun it's going to be to go out drinking with their friends. If somebody doesn't go out and build a business or a dream that they have, it's because their imagination kicks in about how painful it might be or what they might lose or
right.
the lack of security or what they might have to give up or how hard it'll be. So imagination rules the world. And what hypnosis really is, it's not about hypnotizing you so much as it is dehypnotizing you from the hypnosis you've been living in.
The fear.
That keeps you blocked.
Mm-hmm. Fear is also self-hypnosis, fear of the things that haven't happened yet.
It's misuse of the imagination. And the problem is that people think we can take charge of that. But, you know, it's only 5% of who we are that neurobiologists these days are saying is conscious. So consciously, we say, okay, I'm going to change my thinking. But what about the other 95% of who we are? All those thoughts that just spring from our programming and our past conditioning are coming out and projecting on the world. Carl Jung said that, you know, we must by necessity project that which is unresolved at the unconscious level out onto the world so that we might gain resolution of it. So if we have stuff that's unresolved, negative emotions, limiting decisions, limiting choices we've made about life at the unconscious level, we're going to get goals that we set. So everybody, you know, as you listen to this right now, you've set goals and hit goals before, but also you've had a bunch of other stuff come back that you didn't want, I'm sure.
Mm-hmm.
But all of that stuff's a reflection of your consciousness, too. And so when we can get in and we can change our consciousness at the deepest levels, you become the ruler of your own world.
And that's what you want to be. And so I've always noticed that all change that has ever lasted in my life has happened at the unconscious level, to go back into the unconscious mind and to rewire and layer in new belief systems that I choose, not the ones that I was raised with or got by default in what I observed as I was growing up, but ones that I now as an adult have the responsibility and the wherewithal to actually choose and layer in how I joy that I want to have in my life and the relationships, the way that I want them to be, and the way that I, you know, the things that I want to say to myself around those relationships. So this is, I think it's one of the best ways to create lasting change is through transformational hypnosis. Again, the phone number is 212-209-2950. Now, this is a $150 donation to the station, and Chris has agreed to allow you to bring one friend, which is awesome, because then you can change together and you can support each other after the classes and you can learn at the same pace, which is really great. Bring your loved one, bring your spouse, bring your family members, bring your business partners, whatever it is. Split the cost with them if you want. The number again, 212-209-2950. And
remember, this is what keeps the station alive. This is what allows the station to bring programming out to you. Incredible programming that you want to keep going. So do it for the station. But what I want when you come to the class is your commitment. I want your commitment to play full out. You know, but support the station right now and pick up the phone and make that call.
The location, by the way, is October 3 through 5, and the location is the Radisson Martinique in Broadway. Now, it's Friday night, starts at 6 o'clock at night.
Actually, 7 o'clock at the Radisson.
Oh, 7 o'clock.
Yeah.
And then goes Saturday and Sunday all day. Now, the fun part is, it's all fun, but there's a really, really magical experience that happens on that Friday night where you get into a wonderful state and you get to experience some of the information that you're going to be taught over the weekend, and you get to fully relax. And you know what's very cool about going into these visualizations is how deeply, deeply relaxed your body gets. And when you're in that state of relaxation, your immune system gets a chance to work full out, and your body really gets a chance to get a break if you've had any stress. So the exercises themselves, just by being in the exercises, your body benefits hugely. Blood pressure goes down, your immune system goes up, cortisol goes down, endorphins go up, serotonin levels raise. All that happens when you go into a meditative state anyway. So this is a huge health benefit of a weekend, just in and of itself.
Well, you know, even beyond that, you know, Dr. Milton Erickson, who's one of the most famous hypnotherapists of all time, when he was teaching clinicians, he said, your patients will be your patients because they're out of rapport with their unconscious minds. And he saw his entire job was to put people back in rapport with themselves, so that when, you know, if you think of the conscious mind as being the captain and the unconscious mind as being the crew, when the captain gives a command, the crew goes, aye, captain, I'm with you. You know, when we have self-sabotage in our life, you know, that, it's when 5% of us wants to make money. But what about if it, what happens if at the unconscious level you have guilt about money, or you have fear about what making money would mean, or you have false associations like money and happiness don't go hand in hand? Well, then you got 5% moving toward the goal, the other 95% going everywhere but. And it's the same thing in relationships. If you say, yeah, I want to have a great relationship consciously, but if at the unconscious level you've got guilt from past relationships, or you know, fear of abandonment, or fear of intimacy, or worship both, that's a push-pull conflict. Don't come too close, but don't go away. It stops people dead in their tracks, and this is across the board. So just going through the class and understanding what hypnosis really is and understanding how to use your imagination more powerfully allows you to align your conscious intentions with your unconscious resources so that you can rocket yourself forward in any area of life that you want. And if you want to take it forward, if you want to make it a profession, this is, like I said, this is how I started. And it led to, you know, building a multi-million dollar empire. But and I have a lot of people that will go out and do it just because in today's day and age, things are changing. You know, we've got right now, you know, more and more people are becoming solopreneurs. They're working. They want to work from home. They want to work from a beach in Tahiti. They want to be able to do. And, you know, my girlfriend, Yvette, she does coaching all over Skype from anywhere on the planet that she wants.
Interesting.
Yeah.
You can really create some change in the world.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
You can create change in your own lifestyle. This is the place to be.
Yes.
But now, we're asking funds for the station. We're asking you to support the station.
As always, but we're also giving an incredible benefit to you. So investing in the station is really an investment in yourself. And here's the number to call. By the way, people are coming. I'm very excited. They're calling. And it's wonderful because this is the first time we've been on the air here in New York. And
keep those lights lighting up.
Keep the phone lines ringing. I'm seeing the phone lines light up, which is fabulous. And keep it going. The number, and this is all for you. This is transformational change for you. One of the biggest things that I'm committed to in my life and my purpose on this planet is to communicate messages that inspire positive growth and change. It's a story that I write about in my book. It's something that definitely I came in with this vision, and it was kind of downloaded to me, and that is why I'm here. So this is fulfillment of that dharma. This is a way to get you to understand you have choice. It's how I started the show, was by talking about choice. Sometimes we don't think that we have it. Well, we do. We absolutely do. And here's a way for you to understand. Here's just a tool. Transformational hypnosis, neurolinguistic programming, changing your inner talk, whatever you want to call it. Okay, here again, the phone number is 212-209-2950. It's the weekend of October 3, 4, 5. Starts the evening at 7 o'clock on October 3rd at the Radisson Martinique on Broadway. And it is a $150 donation to the station, and you get to bring someone else for free, which is really cool.
And by the way, the price of these tickets when we sell them is $397. So that's from our that's what we sell them for. So this is a massive discount that we're doing, and it's just to support support the station. And the station, we need your help. We need your help to get to keep things going.
Yes, and definitely, and especially during this particular time. So thank you so much. And I mean, I've always been very committed to returning the value to you. So there's a huge value there, because these tickets are usually $397. But right now, you can call the station and get your name on that list. It's a $150 donation to the station, and you get to bring a friend. So that is a massive, massive value. But what you're going to get out of it is priceless. I mean, it really
huge.
Is.
It really is priceless. I mean, I use it, like I said, every day. And everything that I do in my life has been made better by it. You know, I've challenged my greatest fears, the greatest things that I had holding myself back. I've used these technologies, what you're going to learn in this weekend, I've used them to transform my experience. And I can tell you without a doubt that I would not be here where I am today if I didn't have these tools.
Especially if you're in any way an entrepreneur, or if you're in looking at trying to start your own business, even if you have a job. What's the first thing that you do when you wake up in the morning? You've got to get motivated. You've got to be your own cheerleader. You've got to be the person that starts the ball rolling. You've got to be enrolling people in the meantime. All of this starts to happen with your own belief system around yourself that you can do it. If you wake up with, oh my God, this isn't working, and you start focusing on the things that are not working that day, you're hypnotizing yourself out of it. What you want to do is be your own mental cheerleader. Be someone who can actually support yourself. So that's how you start your day.
You have to be.
Yes. Yeah,
and you know, by the way, I'll add to that is it has been said that we don't build businesses, we build people, and people build businesses. Mm-hmm. You know, Walt Disney said you could have the most beautiful dream in the world, but it takes people to build it. And so for me, if we all consider ourselves to be leaders, you know, if you had 10, 20, 30, or 100, or 1,000 people or more conspiring for the success of your dreams, they'd happen infinitely faster. That's called leverage. And when you have the ability to use your language, that like you're going to learn how to do here in the hypnosis class, it's not just about learning how to take charge of your imagination. We're beginning to learn how to inspire other people. You know, you've heard me say before, but this is probably brand new for our friends here in New York, is that, you know, Martin Luther King Jr. had a dream, right? And he took people that were in a emotional state of resignation or defeat, and he changed their state. And all of leadership is about state elicitation. He changed their state from a state of resignation to a state of inspiration, and they changed their actions, and they went out and they changed the face of a nation. So ultimately, your ability to ignite states of mind and emotion in other people will determine how many people you can bring on board for something, whether you're an activist, whether you're in business, building a business and you need a team, whether you're raising financing, whether you're looking to negotiate between countries. It's all about state elicitation, and it begins right here. This stuff is the most powerful stuff that I found.
It is. It is, absolutely. You can tell. I mean, that speech that Martin Luther King gave was a hypnotic trance for people.
It is. I mean, but we're living in a trance anyway. It may just be a trance of disempowerment where we're not making much money or we're having lousy relationships. It's all a trance. It's not real. Life occurs inside our head.
But that I have a dream enrolled people instantly. That
inspired them.
Yes.
Yeah, he wove a vision of possibility, which then paved new neural pathways, which then became compelling pathways because of that vision. And they were motivated to take those. They developed new habits, as you were saying, that changed the world. And you know, anybody can do that. People sometimes say, well, is hypnosis bad? Well, you know, you've got the Hitlers in the world and you've got the Martin Luther King Jr.'s in the world. Tools are not inherently bad or good. A scalpel can be used to hurt or heal, you know, the tools are very, very powerful for making your life the way you want and for helping others to make their lives the way they want. So, you know, I come from an ecological frame whenever I'm teaching. You know, is this safe to me, safe to others, safe to the planet? And I teach my students that as well, because if more people thought that way, the world would be a lot better place.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. So this is the type of, I hope we've done a great job of really helping you understand what hypnosis is in this context. It's definitely not your stage show hypnosis. This is...
Oh, we're doing that, though. We're going to do it so you can see the difference.
That's the separate thing on it.
Yeah.
Because Chris likes... He's a ham. But really getting into, like, that example of Martin Luther King is a great example, because that is transformational hypnosis. I have a dream projects out into the future a movement. And this is exactly what you can use in a microcosm in your own life. You can wake up in the morning and you can have a dream of how you want to create your future and how you want to change your life and your family's life. And this is exactly what you need to start with, is your own self-talk.
And it's not just about positive thinking. It goes way beyond. It's what's behind what it is that we're thinking, because our thoughts are going all the time anyway. You know, all these thoughts streaming from your unconscious mind to your conscious mind. So when people just attempt to change their thoughts consciously, they're only changing a minute amount, because it's like when I go to the gym, I go in there and I work out real hard, and then I come back and my trainer would say, "What did you eat?" You know, and he said, "You know, a glass of wine has as many calories as a donut." And he said, "How many donuts did you have?"
Seriously?
Yeah. He said, You know, so he says, you could come in here and work out for an hour, but what did you do the other 23 hours in the day? Because that's what's going to make the difference. And so this is not just positive thinking. It goes way beyond that to literally changing the programming at the unconscious level. And we do need your funding for the station.
Yes, and that is why we are here. And we are, I mean, first of all, we're here to help you realize you have choice and that change is possible. Secondly, is to really get the funds going into the station.
And,
so,
and you're going to get 100 times the value for it.
Yes, absolutely. 1,000.
1,000. I can do that.
Number, and the phones are lighting up like it's just great. It's really great to see that everyone is responding and understanding what we're talking about.
And if you're just thinking about it, pick up the phone and call right now.
212-209-2950, $150 donation to the station, and it's a huge investment in yourself. And you get to bring a friend, which is super cool. Again, the weekend is October 3 through 5. It's the Friday, Saturday, Sunday. It starts the Friday evening at 7 at the Radisson Martinique on Broadway. And again, if you give the volunteer in the phone room after you pledge with your credit card number the full amount, the $150, then you will give them your email address. Make sure that they repeat it back to you, because we are going to communicate with you details about the weekend, which you will definitely need to know, and also your phone number in case for some reason you don't get the email. We want to have a backup plan as your phone number as well.
Yeah, give us a phone number and email, and this is going to blow you away. The weekend's so much fun. You walk in not knowing quite what to expect. You walk out certified as a transformational hypnotist, and that's pretty amazing. People say, how do you certify people like that in one place? And, you know, I've been doing this for 20 years. And
Chris is a master, an absolute master at it. And it begins when you walk in the door. You will see what I'm talking about. You know what's really cool, though? So you're with like-minded people. It's a room, it's a bonding experience for people you've never met before. And of course, you bring in your friends. You separate, you know, if you want, work with different people in the room and really get to understand that everyone has this great common cause. And it's usually to improve the quality of their lives and others.
The lives of others. And, yeah. you know, we just did this weekend in L.A. About a month ago, and I was so proud of all the people in the room, just coming in with the dedication, the commitment, the desire to play full out. They gave it everything they had, and they were just walking out, people in tears, hugging me as they're going out of the room. And for me, it's really, really amazing.
Absolutely.
And we're doing this as a VIP thing, especially to raise money for the station. But, so it's not going to be 3,000 people in the room. It's not going to be the big rooms. This is a VIP experience.
Very limited.
Yeah, very limited.
But intimate, and that's a good thing. So now I remember this guy who's really great. I don't remember his name. But he got involved kind of with the wrong group when he was, teenager. But throughout the weekend, he expressed in so many different ways his deep love for his family. Family was everything to this guy. And he felt like he had betrayed his family because he got involved with the wrong group and he floated with the wrong guys. And it really, his family kind of disowned him because of that. And he was broken because of it. It hurt him to the core. And he got into alcohol and drugs, and his family didn't want anything. We stopped inviting him to the family functions, and it really hurt him. Remember that guy?
Oh, you're talking about the...
Great, great God. What a teddy bear.
You're talking about this. Are you talking about the smoking cessation that we did?
Was it smoking? I mean, I didn't.
Because,
even,
yeah, yeah.
That
was the same guy. Yeah, I brought him up on stage, and he got off drugs himself. He had stopped.
He didn't stop drinking. He was still.
But he had gotten off drugs, and then he came up and he did the smoking cessation, and he was the demonstration subject. He no longer smokes.
They didn't want to invite him to the family stuff because he was smoking, and he was kind of. I just remember the story was all about this guy.
He was the demo subject.
He loved his mother. And he had such a great relationship, but he was kind of being disowned by them. And that was what meant the most to that guy.
And then when we did the hypnosis, it was all about family and bringing the family in. And he was crying. He came up to me the next day. He's like, this is so incredible. This is the best thing I ever did in my life.
It was one of the most beautiful transformations.
Neat guy. Neat guy, though.
Such a lovable guy. Mm. You know, this big dude. And he got a chance to reconnect with his family. And I talked to him later on in the weekend. I talked to him that Sunday evening. He was glowing. And I said to him, what did I say? I said that exact thing. I said, you know what? You're glowing. And he goes, no one has ever said that to me before, ever said those words to me.
That's so
he came
awesome.
From a really kind of a harsh place. And he was lovable giant teddy bear by the end of the weekend.
It was really it was a diverse crowd too, because we had a child actor in there that came in to learn hypnosis for his acting, and a great kid. Your husband John talked to him afterwards, and we didn't even know he was acting, and he said, "Look, I was in the new, I think it was a Maroon 5 video or something like
I know.
That." He's like, "Look,
he won't stop texting my daughter. I know."
Oh, he liked your daughter. He's like, "I didn't get John's phone number."
Yeah. Anyway, so
that's
moving
funny.
All right, anyway, all fun was had by all. It really winds up being a giant family fun experience at the end of the night. And everyone leaves there feeling so good and carrying that on to their day and their lives and their families. So definitely give us a call at the station, 212-209-2950. It would be great. A great experience for you all. It's, again, a $150 donation to the station. Please bring someone of significance in your life, because when you grow and change together, you stay together. Again, the number 212-209-2950. The weekend is October 3, 4, 5. It starts Friday night. It's at the Radisson Martinique in Broadway, and people are calling, Chris.
Oh, yes. Keep calling, keep calling, keep calling. Hey, by the way, if you're calling and the lines are busy, just keep calling. And call. Then the sooner the better, because this one will sell out. We are limited on room space. The guy told me if I have one extra person, that person will have to leave. And I said, I hope that's not me. So get inside this room, and we're going to blow you away. You're absolutely going to love the weekend. We're going to have a whole lot of fun and a whole lot of transformation.
So it's great to meet you all, and it's great to be on the airwaves here in New York. Again, my name is Lisa Garr. Chris Howard has been my guest, and we've had a great time getting to see the response that you have. You're getting it. You know that change is possible. You know that it's right around the corner. And donation to the station, if you've been listening for a long time and you haven't maybe pledged in the past, now is the time to step up, because this is a better offer than ever before. It's a huge discount based on what the tickets are usually based at. Chris has offered this at a great discount so that you guys can donate to the station, and all the funds go to the station.
And the ticket price, quite frankly, for what we sell it for, the class is worth 10 times that already. You're doing the right thing by coming in. We're going to have a whole lot of fun together.
So the phone lines were all full just a minute ago. If you got a busy signal, call back. Give us a call back, because people are excited about the weekend and they understand that this is definitely something that's authentic, it's true, and it's transformational. And the number again is 212-209-2950. Give us a call. And remember, a $150 donation gets you and a friend in. So we're really excited to have you come. Thank you so much for being a part of this. And just by listening and by calling in, your energy has made this show what it is today and continues to be. So thank you so much for your participation. It's great to be with you guys.
And I look forward to meeting everybody at the weekend.
And as I wrap up all of my shows, until next time, I invite you to stay aware.
Is this where I sign up to get my medical oregano?
You don't have to sign up for medical oregano.
I don't need a medical oregano card?
The medicinal properties of oregano are well known.
I know. I heard it on WBAI.
Even so, my brother was unable to speak, could not walk. We gave him oregano.
And it cured him?
First he started to crawl.
Oh.
Then he sort of toddled.
Could he say anything?
He said da-da.
Oh.
Then mama. And then he went off to kindergarten.
And you owe it all to oregano.
No, we owe it all to WBAI.
Well, what about the oregano?
We put it on his pizza.
If you owe it all to WBAI, make sure to keep your membership current. For only $25 a year, you will enjoy all the privileges of membership, including the right to vote in WBAI's democratically run elections. And don't forget to sprinkle some oregano on your pizza.
All righty, it's
8 o'clock here at WBAI, New York 99.5 FM. Also streaming on the web at WBAI.org. It is July the 30th, 2014. This is the Personal Computer Show.
Good evening. This is Hank Key, and welcome to the Personal Computer Show. With me this evening is my sidekick engineer. That's Stevie Deeby. And we have Joe King on the line.
Joe's not there.
You mean you dropped him?
How did I drop him, Hank? Okay. I didn't do anything.
Just give him a call, okay?
Okay.
You have his number.
Yep.
And we have something special this evening. Not only are we going to just talk about just premiums, but we really actually have some great news to talk about. And some of it is going to be quite interesting. And I know there was one topic that I was talking about, and Joe said, "What? I don't believe it." Well, while Stevie's getting a hold of Joe on the phone, we have three premiums that I'm going to just touch on, and hopefully we can convince you to support WBAI, not because of the premiums, but because of the content of the Personal Computer Show. We have the BAI, the WBAI Buddy. It's someone who signs up to make a recurring monthly donation to WBAI using a credit card or debit card or electronic fund transfer directly from your bank account. It's safe, secure, and simple and automatic. And to WBAI, it means a lot because we can then count on having a certain amount of funds coming in every month. And once you join the BAI Buddy, you get a BAI Buddy card and a tote bag when your contribution has reached $25 or more, and you get to vote. And for this BAI Buddy, you can call 347-903-2986. Yes, I know. You've been listening to BAI. You've been hearing 212-209-2950. But for the Buddy system, you dial 347-903-2986. And tell them you want to become a BAI Buddy, and they'd be glad to help set you up. And we have for the our premium special for the Personal Computer Show, two different premiums. We have the Personal Computer Show 2014 edition of the Two Chess DVD, a requested donation of $100. And this is a real special donation premium because much of the material that is being offered on it, the content, is no longer online. I have put together and gathered all the required Windows XP SP releases so that if you have to reinstall Windows XP, you'll have it, at least the very minimum of it. And and in addition to that, all the updates after SP3 are included up through January of this year. In other words, about four years ago, SP2 was released, and there have been like 180, 190 updates after that. Well, I've included all the updates from SP3 release until January of this year. Also, I've included the Windows 7 support that has XP, like XPM. I think they tried downloading. It's no longer available. And I added a few other things like installation and maintenance utilities and things that you can do where if you happen to be running Windows 8 or 8.1, make it look like Windows 7. Joe, are you there?
Sure.
I was just having a talk with Stevie, and he asked me if I was in Pittsburgh, and I said no. And he asked me if I was in Philadelphia. I said no. He said, well, if you're not in Pittsburgh and Philadelphia, you must be somewhere else. If you're somewhere else, you're not on the phone with me, and he hung up.
He hung up on you?
Yeah, he's not there right now. That's virtual, Joe.
Okay. Well, so we have the Personal Computer Show 2014 edition of the DVD. It's a donation requested is $100, and you won't be able to download all of this stuff online anymore because it's just not available. And look, as much as Microsoft tells you they're not supporting Windows XP, if you are doing certain things, and we did talk about it, where you're using it as an embedded system, or you feel that hey, you just got to use it, all right? And if you have to rebuild it, this is the two chests, as I call it, of information that you need. Now, we also have available a new premium that I put together recently. It consists of four DVDs. It's a four DVD set. And one of the things I wanted to do was we talk about Linux. Now, with Linux, most people don't realize that you could virtually run any up-to-date Windows or Mac application under Linux. However, because of licensing restrictions, you cannot run Apple applications on the Linux because of a management decision by Apple. But you can run Windows applications. Now, it's claimed that, when I say it's claimed, okay, that Linux can do it, well, you have to sort of like, you know, if you buy this ingredient or that ingredient or this seasoning and so on, and if you cook it a certain way, you'll get this particular, you know, way of doing it. Well, that's not the way I wanted to do it. What I wanted to do was to find something that is ready to run. In other words, it's something you could literally take it out of the envelope, stick it into an optical drive, and make sure that you can boot up from the optical drive, and it runs. It comes up right away, and you can easily, just as easily as putting in a Windows application and run it. And that's the way it should be. And most people don't realize that if you want to sell Linux, that's the way. Most people don't want to go through the hassle of it. Right, Joe?
That is correct.
Can you bring up the volume? I could barely hear him.
Joe, what happened to your phone?
What I had said to Hank when he told me that he was interested in building this premium is I said there's only one way to do it. Yes, there are many of us out there who are listening who you know, consider themselves heavy hitters. But there's an awful lot of people out there who use computers, who don't build computers, and we have to provide them with a way of doing it. Hank said, well, what about Linux ready to run? And I said, that's the solution. But then he came up with a thought that to pick out of the thousands of distros just one that would suit everybody's needs was impossible. So he came up with three or four different ones, which is why he has three or four different DVDs. And when he says optical drive, folks, he means a DVD or a CD.
Or a DVD in this case, all right.
A lot of people don't realize that is what an optical drive is. It's this DVD reader.
Okay. Now, what it is that I had certain criteria that had to be met. That it can run under an x86 instruction set. In other words, a 32-bit machine. You know, the fact that some of them run on a 64-bit machine, not good enough. I want to be able to run any 32-bit application, and so it's got to be an x86 instruction set. It's got to have the Windows Wine support integrated, not something that the user have to put in. And it's got to be something that is always updated and current and is maintenance support. That's very important. And, of course, the final one was you got to be able to run it not only off a DVD, but you have the ability to have USB support. And, Joe, you may be surprised. After going through that list of thousands, only four distinct Linux distributions qualified. You know that? Is Joe there? You lost him.
I didn't lose him. He's okay. Gone. Something wrong with his phone.
Try maybe. Again, okay?
All right.
Okay. Now, of the four, you know, people would say, well, what is it, all right? And the four that I've identified is not easy to download. I know that one of them is not even listed anywhere. And someone said, you know, on the air, a listener had called up, or actually sent me email saying, you talk about Rhino Linux. I can't find it. Where is it? I said, well, here's the URL. You're welcome to it. It took me 5 hours to download it. You got time? Good. You got time to verify? Good. Now, these downloads that I did, I didn't just download it. I tested it, and I ran it. And actually, there were more than four distros that met the requirements. But you know what? As what Reagan said, verify. Just don't take their word for it. Now you got Joe back on the air?
Yeah, okay. Hank, I'm having a technical difficulty tonight, and Stevie is being very patient with me, but this is a hardware malfunction I'm facing. This is now the fourth phone I'm trying, the fourth physical instrument. I hope this one holds out for a while.
Okay. I don't think it's your instrument. It sounds like the line to me as an expert or current expert.
You mean it's a
Hopper.
Verizon problem, not a Joe problem.
Right.
Well, you know, we can always blame Verizon for things, but
I say it sounds like a Verizon problem
okay.
right now.
You know what? I'm going to talk about Verizon as soon as I finish this, all right? So I've identified four different distros. I've tested it. I've run it. Boy, they're good. And one is called Queasy. Another one's called Rhino. Makulu, I think people heard me mention it. And Zorin, many people have heard of it. But these are ready to run. Take it out of the envelope, and it's ready to go. And the requested donation is $60. Joe said to me, why didn't you make it more? I want everyone to be able to get it.
Hank?
Yes.
50?
60, 60.
For each of the four discs?
No. You get all four sets for $60.
Wow.
That's a good deal.
It is.
Join the station for that.
Hey, the whole purpose is, look, there's twofold. One is I want people to, you know, to have a real alternative to Windows XP. A real alternative to be able to run Windows applications without paying a penalty for the license, okay? And, you know, when you buy Windows, you're not getting the product. You're only buying the license to use it. And people don't realize that, okay? But to clarify it again, it's four separate DVD making up one set, four different distros for a $60 donation.
Let me, again, just make sure I understand. So I'm going to get four DVDs, any one of which I can run in a computer automatically without doing any engineering to it.
And let me just interrupt you, Joe, to say I've run